Richard Boy Byrne, as I said at the top of the programme, we're going to have a look at that document, Your Own Party, released. I'm not coughing because of that. When you invited, you said you diagnosed the problem as being Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. A lot of the ire in the document you produced called Left Government Getting Rid of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, available for €3, I believe. Is it €3?
That's correct.
Unless somebody emails it to you, but I don't have a view on how you require it. A lot of your ire seems to be directed at Sinn Féin. There's a considerable portion of the document directed at Sinn Féin. Okay, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, get it in the neck for how the country arrived at where it is now, for their actions in the past. But Sinn Féin, you don't trust them for the future.
No, I wouldn't say ire. What the pamphlet argues is that for the first time in the history of the state, there's an opportunity now and in the last few years for a government that doesn't include them. And we have always wanted to see Irish politics realigned along left-right lines, to get beyond the Civil War and to have, for the first time in the history of the state, a left government. But we want to provoke a debate within the left. And we've made it clear, by the way, that we would support a left government led by Sinn Féin. And there's a real prospect of that emerging in the next election. But we also want to provoke a debate about how can we bring that radical left government into place, and what sort of government will it be? And we think that the people on the left who are saying they pose an alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael should rule out making the mistake that has been made historically in this country, most particularly by the Labour Party and the Green Party.
But whether they rule it out or not, I mean, surely it's worth spreading the net wide to see what kind of a government you can assemble yourself, regardless of who people say they will or won't enter
government with. For us, this is an important, it's a debate, right? But we want to provoke this debate, and that's why it is a provocative pamphlet, is because we think there has been a bitter experience. You have to ask the question, why are the left historically so weak in this country for so long? One of the weakest left anywhere in Europe. And I think the answer to that question is because every single time the Labour Party and more recently the Green Party got a huge surge of support from people who wanted an alternative for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they squandered it by going in and propping up Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael governments. And that disillusioned their own voters, it demoralised their own voters and led to the perpetuation of the two-party system. And we're arguing, don't make that mistake again.
You're arguing about a government on the left, of the left. You're not going to go into government, are you?
It depends if it's a genuinely left government. We would want to be part of a genuinely left government, but it has to be one that is actually going to implement radical policies to deal with the housing crisis, the health crisis, the childcare crisis. We're not going to do it just to be in government for its own sake.
All right, just we literally have about half a minute left. Rona Murphy, does that sound interesting to you? Invited or not, would you be interested in talking to Richard?
Well, Richard knows my view. I haven't seen anything that supports rural Ireland in the policy of the left. But I would say this.
You haven't obviously read the policy.
Good luck. Well, I haven't paid €3, you can be assured. But good luck with it. At the end of the day, our Secretary Generals run the country, along with our county managers. Okay. And unless they change, we're certainly not going to see much change.
Some plans for them. Regina Doherty, insulted you weren't invited.
Well, no, not at all. Of course not. But the one thing I will say is that I think we need to all be really, very careful and assured that the Sinn Féin party are absolutely not a party of the left. They are a populist party that will do and say anything to get into government.
They're not here
but
to
also, what's interesting,
but
yeah, but what also is interesting is that they're proposing radical, but they're pulling back to being cautious that they won't rock any votes. And you even said that yourself the other day.
Okay, we'll be back shortly after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.